So first and 10 for the Hornets from the 39-yard line. Snap back to Ricky. Ricky fakes the handoff. Ricky wants to dial deep. He's got Common. Common makes the catch at the 6, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Emporia State, a 39-yard strike. Ricky on the money to Common. 1 week out of the end zone, and he's right back in here in Joplin.
What a beautiful play. Well-thrown ball. And Tyler Common, when he catches it on the 5-yard line, you know he's going to score. All right, you just can't stop him from getting in.
So Common continues his record-setting career, his 8th touchdown of the season. The Hornets lead 13-3. Good snap for the extra point from Dodson. A little bit low, but it is good. And he sneaks it through to continue his record-breaking streak, 46 straight PATs. And we've got a timeout on the field. Hornets in front, 14-3, 11-13 to play in the first half. You're listening to Emporia State Football. So Tyler Common back into the end zone for career touchdown number 42 in 43 games played. He is number one all-time in Emporia State history. And for Chase Ricky, he gets his first passing touchdown of the season. Of course, last year he had 2 against Lincoln, but limited action for Chase Ricky. 3 overall in his Hornet career coming into this season. So 4 career passing touchdowns now for Chase Ricky, the senior out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. And as Coach Higgins said, as the Hornets lead at 14-3, they've got a lot of confidence in Chase Ricky, and he's acquitting himself quite nicely today.
Absolutely. You know, you kind of have to remember that was a 95-yard drive, and we just methodically went down the field. Chase was on time with some shorter passes and nice runs by Billy Ross, so that was impressive.
Longest drive of the year for Emporia State. Here is the kick, and Missouri Southern, they're going to let it bounce into the end zone. Touchback, first and 10 from the 25. 9 plays, 95 yards, ends up on the touchdown from Ricky to Tyler Common. Champions Landing drive summary. Champions Landing, Emporia's best place to socialize. Champions Landing, where everyone is welcome. Let's go down to the John North Ford sideline and take it, Trahoon. Taken. That was a massive chest bump you took there from Guzman, and I hear that there is a big pep talk that just went on with the Emporia State defense from head coach Garrett Higgins.
Yeah, I couldn't make out everything that Coach Higgy was saying, but he was letting them know we need to get out there, we need to execute. The offense is executing, defense needs to execute. We need to be perfect on both sides of the ball.
First down and 10 and the shotgun, and it is Sampson on the far side. Out to Draper Parker, breaks a tackle, and he spins ahead to the 32-yard line and ahead to the 33 as he got away from one Hornet to gain 8. Draper Parker, the leading receiver for Missouri Southern, 28 catches, 343 coming into this game with 2 touchdowns. A nice gain there on first down and 10. You can see Luke Sampson. He throws a pretty good ball, but for whatever reason, this offense just has lacked consistency this year for the Lions.
The communication between receivers. His passes have been short passes, and then like that one, the 2-yard pass and an 8-yard gain. So
Will Hyde went in motion from the wingback spot. It's a handoff to Chianuma, who rushes outside tackle right, and he barely got back to the line of scrimmage. Nice job by Rafe Goucher there up the middle to gobble him up. And Elon McKenzie may have been in on the stop as well. It's a gain of 1 to the 34. Bring up 3rd down. It's really closer to 1.5 yards, but they'll call it 3rd-and-1 for Moso. Emporia State in front, 14-3. 10 minutes left in the first half. In the game today for Missouri Southern, the Lions are 1 of 4 on 3rd down. See if the Hornets can get off here. Declan Hobb is in at a linebacker. 6 across the front for Emporia State. Handoff Chianuma spinning forward, and he gets the tough yardage. And then a little bit after, and a shove after the play by one of the offensive linemen for Missouri Southern. A gain of 4 right there, running right into the heart of the chain gang. Caleb Mondi wearing a white club on his left hand here today instead of the black that he wore last week as the Hornets are in the visiting uniforms. Able to bring him down, but it's a gain of 3 there for Chianuma. Up to the 38-yard line, 1st and 10 from the Lions for there. Pistol formation, and it looks like Chianuma will stay in. Deontay Campbell is back in at tight end. They're going to look his way. Sampson wants to throw on the run. The pass is deflected in the backfield, incomplete. It landed well short of the target. Cade Stevenson on the linebacker blitz got a paw on it. Incomplete, 2nd down and 10, back of the 38.
Nice play. I see that number 5, Campbell, the wide receiver there for Southern, is back in the lineup. So I think that's who they were going to.
Yeah, I think so.
And Cade did a great job of getting up. Couldn't get to the quarterback. Gets up and up, knock it down.
Not 100% sure how close to 100% he is.
He doesn't look good now, does he? He's back on the sideline saying, maybe I shouldn't have gone in that quick.
Doubled over. Yeah. Dane Hurl comes in for him in the tight end core. Second down and 10 at the 38. Quick pass in the backfield to Parker. Parker trying to get into that alley. He does. And then finally he gets hit by Mondi. Mondi also got a piece of Tyler Schultz there, who was trying to come in for the tackle. It's a gain of 8 to the 46. Brings up third down and 2 for Moso here. 9 minutes left in the first half. Emporia State leading Missouri Southern, and the Hornets have never trailed. It's 14-3.
Yeah, you feel like you're in control of this game, but yet Southern does they are doing a good job offensively. They're making first downs. Of course, we knew ball control was going to be a big part of it, and taking their time, and they're not in a hurry. That's
play clock down to 10 on third down and 2 from the 46. Hand off in the backfield. Here is Steven, and he lunges, got hit right at the line of scrimmage, but he's got the first down. Good tackle there by Holly, but they only needed 2 and they only got 2, but it's a first down to keep the sticks and the clock moving for Missouri Southern here. 14-3 Emporia State, 8:20 left in the first half, and the Lions have it first down and 10 at their own 48.
Right, Hornets make some defensive the front line there. I think CJ is still in, but Rafe and Ryland
in. Yeah. And also Dakota Doyle Robinson on the right side.
Important in this heat to keep those guys fresh.
And it is another hot one, over 90 degrees here today in Joplin is the forecasted high. Handoff on the end around this time. Chianuma spins out of a tackle from Lion territory into Hornet territory. And he's finally tripped up at the 47-yard line. It'll be Tyler Schultz on the stop. Second down and 6 after the gain of 4. This is a series that is led by Emporia State, but it had been led by the Lions until Garen Higgins showed up. Garen Higgins, has gone 11-3 against the Lions. Atiba Bradley, the head coach for Missouri Southern in his third year, is looking for his first win over the Hornets. From the 46-yard line of ESU, second down and 6. Delayed handoff again to Chianuma. Chianuma tried to sidestep around the tackle of Bo Odom, and he got stopped there and then finally got leveled by Jaron Joseph after a pickup of 2. Odom slowed him down, and then Joseph came up and polished him off. Gain of 2 to the 45, and it's third down and 3. The Lions need the Hornet 42-yard line to keep the sticks moving here.
Yeah, Bo attacked that runner. He didn't wait for the runner to come to him. He went in the backfield, and nice play from where he starts at. He's a safety, so he's 10 yards off the ball.
Parker in the near side slot. Dixon King out wide near the numbers. In motion is the tight end Hurl. Snap to Sampson. Pressure. Sampson over the middle has a man. It's going to be underthrown. Intercepted. Denarius Hollywood at the 16-yard line. He makes the pickoff, and he's tackled, returning it up near the 28. Denarius Hollywood with his third interception of the season, and the Hornet defense keeps their turnover streak alive, and they've got it at their own 28.